Hallelujah. Let's say amen. Amen. God is a good God, and we are blessed, amen, to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Hallelujah. Truly, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And I honor the Lord tonight. He is my everything. He is my all in all. Give honor to the Spirit of the Lord, man, and to the pastor of this church, to all of the officers and everyone in your respective places. Can we say amen? I used to always wonder, what did they mean when they said respective places? Hallelujah. Amen. But if you, amen, in your respective places, amen, thank God for you. If you're out of place, get in place. Can we say amen? A lot of folk out of place. Amen. Been in the church 40 years and just out of place. Hallelujah. But it's time for us, glory to God, to get in place, for truly the Lord is soon to come. Hallelujah. I want to dive into the heart of the message for tonight. Amen. From the book of Acts. Hallelujah. The third chapter. Hallelujah. The Lord gave me this on today. Amen. Just out of the blue, as I just sat and prayed and asked the Lord, what would you have me to say? Amen. The Lord gave it to me. Didn't have time to do notes. Seems God has a way, amen, of wording your mouth when that time comes. Can we say amen? Hallelujah. I'm going to begin reading at verse number 1. Acts, the third chapter, verse 1, and it reads, now Peter and John went up together unto the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Somebody say amen. Just repeat these words after me. Say, from this place to that place. Hallelujah. From this place to that place. You can have your seats in the presence of the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Here is a very familiar verse. The Bible says that this man was, amen, lame from his mother's womb, sat at the gate daily. They took him. They carried him. People carried him and took him to this gate, which was called Beautiful, a beautiful gate that was made of brass, 31 feet by 62 feet, if I'm not mistaken. And here, Peter and John were on their way to prayer, being about the ninth hour. That was at 3 o'clock hour. The Jews believed in praying three times, the 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and 3 o'clock. These times were established, one for Abraham, another for Isaac, and the other for Jacob. And they would pray three times a day. Peter and John were on their way to prayer. And here at the gate, they find a man that had been lame from his mother's womb. They find a man that was in a position that he could not help himself, but he had to ask for help from others. Can we say amen? He was not in a position where he could walk. He was not in a position where he could gain or obtain gainful employment. But this man was lame from his mother's womb. So he sat at this gate with a basket propped between his legs, asking alms of everyone that would come by. Literally, he was subject to what other people decided to give him. He was subject to what they, subject to the mercies of others. Can we say amen? And it's a bad place to be, subject to the mercies of other people. You people give you what they think you deserve. Come on here. People give you what they think you should have. Amen. And many times when you get in a position where people start giving you what they think you deserve and think what they think you, you know, give you what they think you should have. Amen. It can do wonders on your self-esteem. Hallelujah. This man was obviously not in a position where he felt really great about himself, because he was in a position where he had to receive. And I know the Bible says it is better to give, hallelujah, than to receive. This is a classic example of what the scripture is talking about when we quote that particular scripture, because it is better to be in a position to give, come on here, than having to be in a position where you have to receive. Somebody say amen. But here we find this man, glory to God, had never walked before. And he's now, glory to God, getting ready to experience the greatest miracle of his life. Many of us are in positions similar to this man. Not so much that we are lame or not so much that we are sick, but we are in a position where there are things that God has called us to that we have never been able to do before. And sometimes just because you haven't done it before doesn't mean that you can't do it. Just because you haven't been there, just because you haven't done it, doesn't mean it's impossible for you to do. But many times we have to think and see things through the eyes of God. We have to see ourselves through God's eyes. We see ourselves in the mirror and we, you know, fix our hair, we shave, we put on our clothes and make sure we're looking presentable to the public. But we really don't see ourselves through God's eyes. Through God's eyes, glory to God, God looks at, amen, he looks at a prostitute and says, that's a missionary. Come on. He looks at a pimp and said, that's a preacher. Come on here. He looks at people, glory to God, not through the eyes of their circumstances, but through his eyes, which are the eyes of faith. When Jesus declared, have faith in God, he was really saying, have the faith of God. Don't look at it through what you think you can accomplish or what you may be able to do in yourself, but have the faith of God, because through him, all things are possible. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. So if he strengthens me, there's nothing I can't accomplish. There's nothing that I can't do. Can we say amen? So here this man sits at the gate, big brass gate. He sits there because he knows that at the hours of prayer, 9, 12, and 3 o'clock, he knows people go to church. And when people go to church, it is customary among the Jews that when people went to church or went to the synagogue, they had money because they went and they gave an offering. Somebody say amen. They went and they gave an offering. So he knew, knowing this, he sat himself, he positioned himself in a place where he was visible, in a place where folk walked by, they can't miss him. Amen. And he asked alms from those that he knew had something to present in the synagogue. But now, glory to God, Peter and John, fresh after Pentecost, come on, hallelujah, on their way to prayer. They were on fire for the Lord. Come on. Because the Bible says what in the second chapter, hallelujah, especially Peter, glory to God, after, hallelujah, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it was so awesome on the inside of the upper room until it spilled out into the streets. spilled out into the streets, and so great was the outpouring until, glory to God, people who saw them, they saw the people, they saw them speaking in tongues, they saw them praising God, and they were convinced that these people were drunk. And they say they're drunk. Hallelujah. They've been drinking, and it's a shame because it's so early in the morning that they have been drinking and they're acting in such a manner. But Peter, glory to God, got anointed during the outpouring. Come on. And began to preach his message and said, "These are not drunk as ye suppose, but this is that." That was spoken by the prophet Joel. "In the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons, your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams." He began to preach, and 3,000 souls came to the Lord. 3,000 souls gave their lives to Christ. Peter preached this message. They began to speak with other tongues. And when they spake with the other tongues, the people that really began to listen knew that it was God, because not only were they speaking with the other tongue in their language, but they're speaking with even the precise dialect of that particular region. So they knew, glory to God, that this was a move of God. And Peter and John, glory to God, fresh off of Pentecost, fresh out of Pentecost, hallelujah, fresh out of the upper room, are on their way to prayer. This, glory to God, getting ready to be the first miracle after Pentecost. They were on their way to prayer, and they see this man begging for alms. How can, after you have left such a move of God, could you ignore such an opportunity as was presented to them at this time? They looked, glory to God, at this man, and they said, "Look on us." In other words, glory to God, look up. Come on here. The Bible does say that if you, "I will lift up mine eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help." My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. So he said, "Look on us." Hallelujah. You need to look up. Thank you, Lord. And stop being subject to the mercy of others. Stop being subject to what people decide to give you. Come on. Sometimes if people have to look, you have to wait until for people to just give to you. Amen. You won't get what you deserve. Come on, somebody. And so, glory to God, they said, "Look on us." And as they looked on him, hallelujah, as he looked on them, my God, Peter extended his hand and grabbed the man by the hand. Now, see, sometimes, hallelujah, you can speak a word and folk won't move. Hallelujah. Sometimes people need a little help. Amen. Sometimes you got to push them. I remember I was playing football in high school, and my coach wanted me to play linebacker. I didn't want to play linebacker. Come on here. I wanted to run the ball. Can we say amen? But the coach kept trying to explain to me. He said, when the lead blocker comes, he said, you give him your outside shoulder. And with the inside shoulder, you knock him in. And when the runner comes out with the outside shoulder, you grab him. Can we say amen? He said, whatever direction he runs, that's you, whichever direction you knock the other man in, you reach with the opposite hand. And I'm saying, I understand what you say, but I don't want to hit him. Yeah, I don't want to go running up against that man. He got a full head of steam coming through the line. And glory to God, and I just kept missing the tackle. I kept missing the tackle. And finally, the coach just snuck up behind me. And during the play, hallelujah, when the fullback came through the hole, amen, the coach pushed me. And that man knocked me on my behind. I got up. I said, I'm going back to the other side where I belong. Can we say amen? But I understood the concept. Can we say amen? I understood the concept. Hallelujah. But sometimes you just need a little push. Sometimes people need a little help. Amen. To help them along the way, to help them to understand what it is that God is calling them to do. Sometimes they need a little push. Amen. To get them on their way. Some people say you got to put a little fire upon them. Come on here. Amen. And then Peter and John looked on this man and said, "Look on us. I know what you're asking for." Come on. Hallelujah. "And I don't have what you're asking for. Or rather, I may have it, but I don't have it for the purpose that you're asking for." So he says, "Silver and gold have I none. Hallelujah. But such as I have, I'm going to give to you. In other words, I don't have what you want. Come on here. Hallelujah. But I have what you need. I don't have what you're asking for, but I got just what you need. And really what you think you want is not what you want, it's just what you're used to getting. So therefore, God's trying to take you to a place where you don't get what you're used to getting, but he's getting ready to take you to a place where you begin to get what you really deserve. Oh, can we say amen? There are events that occur in our lives. There are things that happen in our lives to push us, glory to God, out of our comfort zone and into a place where we're uncomfortable. There are things that happen in our lives, glory, that make us make turns, hallelujah, that we would not normally have made. If a word had never been spoken over my life, there are things, glory to God, that I would not have done. But because his word came, hallelujah. Because his word came, his word has marked me. His word, hallelujah, has put, hallelujah, on the inside of me something that makes me do what I normally would not have been doing. His word has put me in a pulpit, put me in a place where I preach, glory to God, when I didn't even like getting up in front of folk talking. His word, because of his word, come on here, his word has marked me in the places that I go that I would not have gone had his word not have marked me. So when his word comes, his word, hallelujah, pushes you into a place where you're out of your comfort zone. People say, well, I'm not used to doing things this way. I'm not used to being here. So I want to go back to what's familiar. But you can't go back to what's familiar, because if you go back to what's familiar, you won't prosper. Come on. So sometimes, glory to God, the word comes that you, hallelujah, you will be able to go forward and be propelled into your destiny. And sometimes your destiny begins outside of your comfort zone. God told Abraham, Abraham, I need you to leave your brethren. I need you to leave your family. I need you to leave your kinfolks. And Abraham said, well, where I'm going? God said, start walking and I'll talk to you. Can we say amen? And sometimes it's not really a matter. I'm waiting on directions from God. I'm waiting on the Lord to tell me where to go. I'm waiting on God to tell me what turn to make. Sometimes you just need to make a step. And you need to begin to walk by faith and not by sight. And let God speak to your heart. Let God begin to direct you. Because the Bible says that the steps of a good man are ordered by God. So sometimes events will happen in our lives that will set us up for something greater than we ever expected before. And so this man, glory to God, hallelujah, this man was in a position where he was getting ready to receive. And Peter, glory to God, reached out his hand and grabbed the man by the hand and said, glory to God, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Hallelujah. He told him, in the name of Jesus, get up from there. Get up out of your place of do nothing. Get up out of your place of sickness. Get up out of your place of depression. Get up, glory to God. And the Bible says that when Peter pulled him, immediately, come on here, hallelujah, his feet and his ankle bones received strength. And the man stood, come on here. I would imagine that his feet were sensitive because he had never stood before. I would imagine that his legs trembled a bit because he had never stood before. But he stood there, glory to God, under the power of the anointing. And then, glory to God, the Bible says that when his ankle bones and his feet and ankle bones received strength, that he leaped up. Hallelujah. That word leap comes from a Greek word, exalomai, which means from one place to another. Hallelujah. From this place to that place. He went from where he was used to being to a place he had never been before. Went to a thing that he had never done before. He had never walked in his life. Had never stood. But now, under the power of God, this man began to stand. And now, glory to God, they began to worship God. They began to praise God. And Peter and John, glory, hallelujah, told him, come on, let's go to church. And the Bible says that they went walking. Now the man's walking. He went from sitting, hallelujah, to standing. And now from standing to walking. It was an immediate and instantaneous miracle that occurred in the life of this man. And the Bible says they went walking and leaping and praising God. That second leap comes from a Greek word, halomai, which means to skip or to prance about. Can we say amen? So now this man who had never walked before, hallelujah, who had never stood before, who had never walked before, now not only is he walking, glory, but he's leaping, glory. He's skipping, come on here, and he's praising the name of the Lord. Well, I come by here to tell you tonight that God is getting ready, hallelujah, to get some of you out of where you are. He's getting ready to bring about deliverance. He's getting ready, glory to God, to elevate you to another level. I know you like things the way they are. I know you like things, glory to God, the way the comfort of what's familiar. But God is getting ready to bring you to another level. Getting ready to take you to another place. Getting ready to take you to a place where you can walk in the anointing. And then begin to walk in victory. You're getting ready, glory to God, to immediately receive supernatural strength, to immediately receive supernatural anointing, immediately receive supernatural healing, to immediately receive the power of the Holy Ghost as it rests upon the life of the believer. We've got to understand that when we walk in the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of the Word of God, thank you, Lord, there's nothing that the devil can do with you. The devil don't like it. Glory to God. And glory to God, the more you walk in the power, the more you are able to rebuke the enemy. Can we say amen? When you start walking in the power of God, and you begin to reminisce about the things that God has done, like David began to reminisce about where God had brought him from, you can, glory to God, say, if he brought me out of that situation, then surely he'll bring me out of this. And if he brought me out of this, surely he'll bring me out of that. So whatever the circumstances are, I know that God is going to deliver. And sometimes you got to leap out of your situation. Sometimes you got to come out of where you are and go, glory to God, and leap into where God has called you to be. God's issue with us is not where we are, but it's why are you not where I have called you to be? We sit back and we say, well, I'm waiting and I'm trying to hear from God. I'm wondering, what is my purpose? What is my purpose in life? Well, you have no purpose. I come to answer that question, but your purpose is to fulfill his purpose. Well, how you know that, preacher? Well, I can tell you, the Bible says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to those who are the called according to his purpose. So it's his purpose in me that I'm supposed to fulfill. So I have to leap out of my state, hallelujah, my state of do nothing, and begin to go forward and glory to God, fulfill the purpose of God. Can the church say amen? So sometimes fulfilling the purpose of God may ruffle some people's feathers. Sometimes fulfilling the purpose of God may make some folk mad at you. Sometimes fulfilling the purpose of God may make folk not talk to you. But that's all right. I'm not worried about what they think. And I'm not worried about what they say. But I'm going to fulfill the purpose of God down on the inside of me. I've been impregnated with purpose. And glory to God, what's in me got to come forth. That's got to come to fruition. Can we say yes, Lord? Like the pastor's vision for the church, I told him, one time. I said, don't get frustrated because they're not growing like you. The church is not growing like you want them. I said, but what you've got to do, you got to get up in the pulpit. And when you get up, you got to see 400 or 500 different faces. You got to see it in the spirit realm. Can we say amen? You got to see it in the spirit. You got to see yourself not preaching to the same folks, but you got to preach to different folks. You got to preach to 400 different other people. People that are coming into this church. People that are coming with different needs. People that are coming with different resources. You got to get yourself to a place. You got to leap out of where you are. Can we say amen? And leap into the power of God. And leap into the will of God. For that would accommodate the vision that God is giving you for this ministry. Can we say yes, Lord? God told me on today, he says, sometimes you got to leap. You got to come out of where you are. I tease my cousin from time to time. I say, you will leap up and down. You leap praising God. But God gave me a revelation. He says, sometimes the only way that you're going to get out of where you are, you got to leap. You got to leap out of sickness and leap into health. You got to leap out of sadness and leap into joy and leap out of poverty and leap into prosperity. You got to leap out of bad situations and leap into what God has called you to. You got to leap out of bad relationships and leap into good relationships. You got to leap out of your situation, leap out of financial destitution and into prosperity. You've got to leap out of your situation. Sometimes all you got to do is just leap one good time and God will move on your behalf. I dare you, I dare you, I dare you, to the sound of my voice, to just get up and leap, because there is an anointing that is poured out in this place. And God told me to tell you that if you just leap one time, if you can't leap, act like you're leaping. Can we say yes, Lord? Because there is an anointing that's being poured in this place. God's getting ready to change your situation. God's getting ready to change your circumstance. God's getting ready to change your bank account. God's getting ready to change your health. God's getting ready to change in your family. God's getting ready to move on your job. And all you got to do is leap one time and watch God move. Leap and watch the power of the Lord. I dare you, before you go to bed, I dare you to just leap. I dare you, after you finish praying, I dare you to leap and get in the bed and wake up tomorrow morning. You're going to see a miracle. Say yes. Say yes. Woo! Hallelujah. Look at somebody and tell them, say, just leap. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Sunday. Folk looking at you crazy. When you go home, family looking at you funny. Just leap. Come out in the morning to go to work. Neighbors looking at you funny. Just leap one time. They won't understand. But it's all right, because God knows what you're leaping for. God knows he's getting ready to deliver. God knows you're getting ready to come out. God knows you're leaping yourself right into a miracle. Somebody shout glory. Oh, glory. Hey! Hey! All you got to do. Hey, now, I had no emotion. God spoke to me and said, there is an anointing that's poured out in this place. My God, today. Hallelujah. I've been reading for the past couple of days. I've been reading a confession. And it's about 30 leaps in that confession. And I just been, I said, that's mine. I'm just gonna read it. And I read it out loud 3-4 times a day. Y'all been hearing me here. But when the Lord spoke to me and told me to preach this, glory to God. I'm thinking I'm coming from another direction. I'm just asking God's approval. But then God says, he says, I'm going to release an anointing in this place. Woo, hallelujah. That whatever it is you want from God, hallelujah. Sometimes we don't know how to pray it. But if you'll just leap, woo, wherever you are, if you'll just leap, you'll see a change. If you just leap, you'll see certain things turn around. If you just leap, hallelujah. This is a season. Thank you, Lord. This is a season that God is moving on behalf of his people. We've been through recession. We've been through hard times. But this is a time where God's turning things around. Somebody called me and asked me, so I'm getting ready to buy a car. I need you to pray. See what God says. I said, go get it. They said, huh? Well, wait. I said, listen. I said, I know those words don't sound hallelujah, holy and anointed and prophetic and all deep and stuff. Can we say amen? I said, but just go get it. Hallelujah. One person called me and told me, I got it. I couldn't believe it. I walked in the lot to look and drove away. Come on here. Another one sent me some pictures. Oh, y'all not talking to me. But I said, just go get it. You've got to understand that there is a time when God will anoint a word. Come on. He'll anoint a word. He'll anoint a situation. He'll anoint an individual. He'll anoint a place. Thank you, Lord. And all you've got to do is leap on it. Woo, glory. Can we say amen? Just leap on it. Leap on the opportunity. And I'm not sure that I'm able to handle the response. Leap on it and watch God. Come on here. God, watch God anoint you to do what nobody else can do. Nobody else handled the position. Nobody else handled the responsibility. Nobody else could do it. Amen. Everybody else gave up. Everybody else said, no, take me back. Put me back where I came from. But my God, when you take it, it'll be the easiest job you ever had. And folk will be wondering, how in the world did you get such a, I'm already on it. Well, what about, that was done at 8:30. Come on here. It was done before you got to work. Come on here. And how in the world are you able to do this? I'm anointed by God. Because this is your season. Woo! This is your opportunity. Somebody say, yes, Lord. This is a season for you to go from this place to that place. This place represents your comfort zone. It represents where you are. It represents, glory to God, where you've been forever. Come on. I talked to a friend of mine the weekend, and he was telling me, hallelujah, he wrote a book, and he was telling me, he said, he stayed down the street from me. He said, well, when, he said, my father's car was like a icon in the community. He said, when you turned that corner and saw that car in the yard, you knew everything was all right. He would say, amen, hallelujah. But then, glory to God, we've got to come to a place, hallelujah, where even if we turn the corner and don't see what's familiar, we've got to know that everything's going to be all right. Can we say amen? It's time to come out of our comfort zone. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. This is a season and a time when God is getting ready to move like never before. And we as the people of God need to be in place. You need to be in place when this train takes off. When the conductor says, all aboard, that means everybody that's going better get on. Can we say amen? Because the train is getting ready to move. And God is saying in this hour that this is a season where he is getting ready, glory to God, to move on your behalf. Just lift your hands. I'm getting ready to close. I praise you. Magnify your name right now. I remember a story I heard. I praise your name. And two men were sitting on the front porch one evening. It was a beautiful evening. Sun was going down, and it was kind of a cool evening, and it was just really a nice, serene time. Yeah. They were sitting in rocking chairs on the porch, and you can put your hands down, I'm going to tell you this right quick. They were sitting in the rocking chair on the porch, and between them, one man owned an old hound dog. The hound dog was laying on the porch between them. And all of a sudden, the hound dog just struck out and howled. Oh! The man looked and said, maybe I rocked on his tail, or, you know, maybe something happened to the dog. But he looked around, didn't find an issue, so he continued to enjoy the evening. The hound dog howled one more time. Oh! Man looked, he said, man, what's wrong with your dog? And the man, without even flinching, said, he's laying on a nail. And he said, well, why don't he move? Man said, I guess it don't hurt enough yet. Come on here. And some of us are where we are. And we move. Because it don't hurt enough yet. Can we say amen? You're in a position now. Hallelujah. You're in a position now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. To be blessed by God like never before. Look at somebody, tell them, say, don't get comfortable where you are. Because God's getting ready to take you to another place. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. I want to pray. Come here. I want to pray for you. Thank you, Lord. You've been on my mind for 2 days. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. I praise your holy name right now. Been on my mind for 2 days. And God is moving in your life. He's moving. Thank you, Lord. But spiritually, thank you, Lord Jesus, there's an elevation taking place. Hallelujah. And God's been dealing with you. He's been speaking to you. And some things you've just been made aware of spiritually because your spiritual sensitivity has been heightened. All right. Your keenness, glory to God, the keenness of sight. Thank you, Lord, that God has given you and you've always had. Thank you, Lord, that kept you out of trouble. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But God is moving on your behalf. And because there is a spiritual elevation that is taking place in your life, glory, hallelujah, with a spiritual elevation comes a greater responsibility. And the Lord told me to tell you, glory to God, that the way I'm getting ready to take you is further than you ever imagined in your life. Hallelujah. God said, I've heard your prayers. I've heard your prayers. And early in the morning, and sometimes driving in your car, you're just talking to the Lord. And sometimes it's not even a conversation with words. It's just, you just feel in your spirit what you want to say to God. And somehow God, just spiritually, it's just like a spiritual exchange. I magnify your holy name. Hallelujah. Even at work, walking through the halls at work, there is just like a spiritual exchange between you and God. My God, I praise your name. But the Lord is saying, where I'm getting ready to take you is greater and further than you've ever imagined in your life. I magnify your holy name. Hallelujah. There are doors that are getting ready to open on your behalf and opportunities that are going to present themselves to you. My God, you're going to be in a position where you're going to really be able to bless people. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Not so much, glory to God, because of your physical position, but because of your spiritual position. You're literally going to be able to speak out of your mouth, hallelujah, and change the lives of people. I magnify your holy name right now. And Father, I pray right now for this your servant. I pray, dear God, that you touch and remove from the crown of her head, yes, to the very sole of her feet. And with that, hallelujah, hallelujah, I declare the power of the Holy Ghost to begin to move even in her life right now. In Jesus' name, you're blessed, dear God. You're blessed family. You're blessed everybody in her circle, dear God. In the name of Jesus, I speak the anointing now. And I call it done by faith. In Jesus' name. Somebody say, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Our God is an awesome God. Thank you, Jesus. Our God is an awesome God. And there's nothing God can do. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. There's nothing God bless you. Amen. Nothing God can't do. My brother, come here. Let me pray for you right quick. I praise your name right now. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. I praise your name now. And I declare the power of God. I declare the anointing in the name of Jesus from the crown of your head to the very sole of your feet. And the words that come to me is multitudes in the valley of decision. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There are some decisions that you're going to have to make. Hallelujah. Some decisions that you make, hallelujah, are going to hurt some people's feelings. People aren't going to understand. They're going to think you're out of the will of God. But you are going to have to know the voice of God for yourself. Even as you sleep on tonight, thank you, Lord Jesus, the voice of God is going to begin to speak to you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God's going to begin to deal with you. He's been dealing with you. Even over the past 3 months, God has been dealing with you. Hallelujah. About different issues, different situations. My God, I praise your holy name right now. But this is the time. This is the time. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is the time. And I've heard people say, well, this is where the rubber meets the road. Right now is crunch time. And you have got to make these decisions. Glory. And those decisions that you make determine and govern, hallelujah, the direction of your life, amen, for the rest of the time that you're here on this earth. I praise your name. The anointing that is on your life, the anointing that is on your life, thank you, Lord Jesus. I praise your holy name right now. The enemy desires to destroy that anointing. You've got to guard the anointing that God has placed on your life. My God, I praise your name. And you've got to, glory to God, associate with people that have the ability to guard that anointing. Associate with people that pour into your life. Associate with people, glory to God, that are edifying to you, edifying to your spirit, glory to God, your spirit man, and that will pour into you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, will pour into you for what you have to yet pour out to others. And it's not about what I can get or what they can get from you, glory to God, but it's what you can give to others. One president said, ask not what you can do for what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country. And in this case, ask not what God can do for you, but what can you do for him? Because in your praise and in your worship, glory to God, I magnify your name. You notice the change. You notice the move. You notice, glory to God, there's something different taking place. But you notice, glory to God, to say, there's a deeper depth. I'm not able to yet get there. I'm pressing. I'm pushing. I magnify your name right now. But I hear the Spirit of the Lord. I hear God saying, you're getting ready to enter into that place. You're getting ready to enter into that place where you be in my presence. My God, because your worship and your praise, hallelujah, is making for an atmosphere that is conducive for the presence of God. And in his presence, there's fullness of joy. And the power of God's getting ready
ready to move. Hallelujah. Upon you even now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare the anointing from the crown of his head to the very sole of his feet. And I bind the hand of the woman. I bind every human force. I bind every demonic assignment. In the name of Jesus, when I speak the anointing, I declare the anointing. In the name of Jesus, it is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And I declare the anointing now in Jesus' name. Ooh. Somebody give God a praise. Listen, I'm getting ready to close, but if you need a touch from God, just come here quick. Just come. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I ain't got to call you. Thank you, Lord. Just come. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. The crown is lifted very soon of his feet. I bind the hand of the enemy. But I speak the anointing. I'm going to move in the Lord, dear God. In the name of Jesus. And touch his body now. The crown is lifted very soon of his feet. Bind the hand of the enemy. I bind the spirit of infirmity. But I speak strength. I speak the anointing. I speak to God that every neurological issue, hallelujah, is bound now in Jesus' name. But I declare your anointing. For you said in your word, you are wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, with your stripes we healed. And I declare healing right now in Jesus' name. Woo! Glory. I bless you, God. Come. Come quick, come. Right now, in the name of Jesus, you move now, dear God. Open doors and make ways, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Touch by your spirit, in the name of Jesus. I bind the hand of the enemy. Hallelujah, that will come against this young woman. But I ask, dear God, that you would speak to her and make it clear to her. Hallelujah, what you would have her to do and what you would have her to be. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, put her in the presence of people that love her and people that are going to pour into her. Put her in the presence of people, dear God, that are going to be edifying to her. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Glory. I praise you. Touch now. It's my brother Lord. From the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Continue to give him strength. In the name of Jesus. Touch his body now, dear God. In the name of Jesus. You move by your spirit, dear God. In Jesus' name. And I bind the hand of the enemy that will come to bring the spirit of infirmity. But I speak the power of God to begin to flow from him even now. In the name of Jesus, I pray. I declare, I declare the healing of God. You said in your word, dear God, that I am the Lord God that healeth thee. And I speak your healing virtue to flow. In Jesus' name. Amen. Woo. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Come. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. The very hallelujah. Works of your hands are going to be blessed. Thank you, many by now say. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. As you read, as you study, thank you, Lord. I see the Lord giving you revelation knowledge. My God, I praise you. And God's going to begin to speak to you in ways that when he speaks to you, it's going to make you say, wait a minute. Hallelujah. I never saw it that way before. Because he's going to begin your revelation, thank you, Lord, of his word. In the name of Jesus, I declare the time of earth shall be. I declare the power of God to begin to move upon her life. That as she studies, dear God, you give her revelation knowledge in the name of Jesus. And that you even touch even her physical body. Right now, in Jesus' name, Father, only you know. You know every abnormality. You know, dear God, every issue. And I speak now in Jesus' name that you move by your spirit. In Jesus' name now. Amen. Yes, Lord. My God, I praise you. Thank you, Lord. In transition. Your life is in transition. Things are turning around. I praise you. Things are turning around for you. I magnify your name right now. And I may even go in a direction that you, hallelujah, let me throw you. Hallelujah, but God is with you. And because God is with you, thank you, Lord Jesus, he's getting ready to bless you. Not only is he going to bless you, but he's going to bless those, glory to God, that are in support of you. Thank you. Hallelujah. And that's how it's going to be. It's just going to be, look, the Lord blessed me. Well, really, let me tell you about the blessing God gave me. Hallelujah. Because there is an anointing that's been released in this place and been released on you tonight in Jesus' name. That the blessings of the Lord, the Bible says the blessings of the Lord, they make it rich and out of no sorrow. And I declare the power of God now from the crown of her head to the very sole of her feet. You move by your spirit in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Glory. Glory. I magnify and lift your hands. The power of God. Hallelujah. The power of God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The scripture says, "May grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the power of God, through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord." It goes on to tell us that the way that this grace and this peace is released into the life of the believer in 2 Peter, the first chapter, is through his divine power, by us tapping into his divine nature. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And the favor of God, hallelujah, has been released on your life. The favor of God is released. Hallelujah. And I hear God saying, just be faithful and be patient. My God, I praise your holy name right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be faithful and be patient. My God, I praise you. You're going to see, hallelujah, the power of God operating in your life in the precious name of Jesus. I see, thank you, Lord Jesus, God calling you to a time of prayer and a time of study. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Will you just take that time, glory to God, at the same time every day and give him your word. Hallelujah. And let God speak to you through that word. And let God speak to you even in prayer. But even as you pray, even if you pray 7 minutes, God wants you to wait 7 minutes and listen. After praying, listen to the voice. Listen for the voice of God as he speaks to you, because God's going to truly begin to lead you and guide you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. My God, even in this hour, because things you're thinking about doing right now, business-wise, financially, things that you're desiring to do, glory to God, you're trying to wait for a set time. You're trying to wait until this gets done and until that gets done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you're saying, at that point, this is when I'm going to do it. But hallelujah, it's God's timing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's God's timing. And God's timing may come before. Oh, my God, I magnify your name. God's timing may come before. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, that time. But I declare now in the name of Jesus Christ, you move by your spirit and touch this your daughter from the crown of her head to the very sole of her feet. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor, come on. Let me pray for you. I praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to close. I don't have a clock in the back of the church like some churches do. Let the preacher know what time to let the folk out. I magnify your name. So it ain't my fault if I go over time. I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. My God, I praise your name. Hallelujah. The Lord is pleased. Thank you, Lord Jesus, with your diligence. And he's pleased with your desire to do his will. He's pleased, glory to God. Hallelujah. And true enough, you don't know everything, but hallelujah, when you're in fellowship with God, I praise you. Hallelujah, you're not afraid to let him know. Thank you, Lord. And because you have a desire to do the will of God, because you have a desire to please him, and you have the heart of the people, the best interest of the people at heart, hallelujah, God's getting ready to bless like never before. I magnify you. God has been blessing you along the way, and it's been obvious that God has been blessing you. It's been obvious to you that God has been blessing you. Things that people don't know about, hallelujah, that God has done. But I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, I'm getting ready to give you a supernatural breakthrough. Hallelujah. That's going to be visible to everybody. Some folk are going to hate and let them hate. Hallelujah. But I'm getting ready to give you a supernatural breakthrough that's going to be visible to everybody. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. I declare the anointing now from the crown of your head to the very sole of your feet. move by the Spirit and touch his family now. In the name of Jesus, have your way now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. The doors of the church are open. Amen. The doors of the church are open. Is there one? After hearing the word of God, is there one stand? Amen. I want to thank Minister Darrell O'Bannon for running our revival this month. Amen. Truly, God has blessed him and used him. So we thank God for him. Amen. We thank God for him. If there's anyone that would like to give an offering, there, right by the water cooler, there is an offering box that you can drop a token inside. It's right next to the water cooler. Amen. So they, you can put a token, an offering, inside that lockbox. Amen. Amen. Next week, we'll have our regular Bible study on Wednesday. Next week we have our regular Bible study on Wednesday. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for the word that has gone forth. We thank you, Lord, for your minister, Father God. We thank you for using him to speak a word into your people. Father God, we thank you for an on-time word. We thank you right now, Lord. And Father God, we pray right now for your minister, Father God. We lift him up to you, Father God. We pray right now, Lord, that you will bless him and that you will continue to lead him and guide him, Father God. Fill him with your spirit, fill him with your love. Father God, we thank you. Pray for each and every one that is here, those that thought enough to be here. Father God, we pray right now for your love, for your guidance. And Father God, as we depart from the house of prayer, but never from your presence, continue to lead us and guide us, Lord, and have your way. In Jesus' name.